Topic 93, Inner Training. 1. The objective of all inner training is to develop the esoteric sense and to unfold that inner sensitive awareness which will enable a man to function not only as a son of God in physical incarnation, but as one who also possesses that continuity of consciousness which will enable him to be interiorly awake as well as exteriorly active. This is accomplished through developing the power to be a trained observer. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 609. 2. My underlying motive is ever the same, to indicate the way of living process and to stimulate that divine curiosity and that sense of outgoing spiritual adventure and eager aspiration for progress which is latent in all disciples and which, when stimulated, will enable them to proceed more serenely and sanely upon the path of return. Otherwise, the practical value of that which I seek to impart is of no real importance at all. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, page 202. 3. Increasingly must your inner life be lived upon the mental plane. Steadily and without dissent must the attitude of meditation be held, not for a few minutes each morning or at specific moments throughout the day, but constantly all day long. It infers a constant orientation to life and the handling of life from the angle of the soul. This does not refer to what is so often referred to as turning one's back upon the world. The disciple faces the world, but he faces it from the level of the soul, looking clear-eyed upon the world of human affairs. In the world, yet not of the world, is the right attitude, expressed for us by the Christ. Increasingly must the normal and powerful life of the emotional, astral, desire, and glamorous nature be controlled and rendered quiescent by the life of the soul, functioning through the mind. The emotions which are normally self-centered and personal must be transmuted into the realizations of universality and impersonality. The astral body must become the organ through which the love of the soul can pour. Desire must give place to aspiration, and that in its turn must be merged in the group life and the group good. Glamour must give place to reality, and the pure light of the mind must pour into all the dark places of the lower nature. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 50. 4. As you extend your power to grasp the needed lessons and learn to train your minds to think in ever wider and more abstract terms, you draw from me a correspondingly adequate instruction. The limitation to the imparted truth lies on your side and not on mine. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, page 10.